This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki ye scheme hai. And as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi transaction ki cost nahi lagegi aur unko incentive diya jayega. Aur usme jo Reserve Bank of India ki jo standard definitions hai, wo sari ki sari applicable hogi.
Mr. Vaishnav said government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namrup in Assam. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane access control greenfield highway from JNPA port to Chok in Maharashtra. The government has also approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in livestock sector. The Cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took exception to TMC MP Saket Gokhale for raking up the issue of CBI during the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Minister of Home Affairs. While initiating the discussion, Mr. Gokhale brought up the subject of the CBI, leading to protests from the Treasury bench members. The Home Minister said that the CBI does not fall under the Home Ministry and the TMC member should confine his speech only to the working of the Home Ministry. He added that the CBI cases to which Mr. Gokhale is referring are related to poll violence in West Bengal. He said the West Bengal government has not set up any special CBI court yet, due to which the cases are pending. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also criticised Mr. Gokhale, saying that he has not given any suggestions on the working of the Home Ministry. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also demanded that Mr. Gokhale should withdraw his remarks made against BJP. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Minister of Jal Shakti for 2025-26. Initiating the discussion in the House, Jagdambika Pal of the BJP said, the Narendra Modi government has provided a budget of over 99,500 crore rupees to the Minister of Jal Shakti for the year 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, T.R. Balu of the DMK said that under Jal Jeevan Mission so far, only 80% of the work has been completed, as only over 15 crore rural households have been covered under the scheme. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadhi outlets currently operational and the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, Mr. Nadda said that due to the very affordable medicines available in these outlets, there have been savings of 30,000 crore rupees for patients till now. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Memorandum of Understanding MOU will be signed soon between India AI Mission and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Mr. Vaishnav made the remarks after meeting the founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, in New Delhi. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today vowed strict action against the perpetrators of the recent acts of violence in Nagpur. Addressing the State Assembly on the law and order situation after the recent violent incidents, Mr. Fadnavis, who also holds the home portfolio, said that investigation is on and no conclusions have been drawn yet. External Affairs Ministry today expressed concern over the situation in Gaza and called for the release of all hostages. In a statement, the ministry also urged for supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza be sustained. According to Palestinian health authorities, run by armed group Hamas, over 400 people have been killed in Israeli strikes, leading to the collapse of a two-month ceasefire. In badminton, Isharani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Swiss Open at Basel in Switzerland after registering victories in the first-round matches of the women's singles today. Indian women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand entered the pre-quarterfinals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.